And joining us now in the coach's corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton girls head coach Jake Bennett. And the Newton girls fall to number one Dallas Center Grimes by a score of 49-25. And there's some bright spots in there, Jake. You won the third quarter.
Yeah, no, there's some really good things that we saw. You know, defensively, I know I say defense all the time, but our identity as a team is defense. You know, first time this season that DCG has been held to under 50 points. So for us, that's a huge win because that just shows, you know, we have the ability to be in games defensively and turn that away. I thought our half-court offense did a pretty good job, especially the second half. The thing that really just kind of got us out of sorts was the press. So, you know, we kind of take away the ability to sometimes not get the ball up the court, and we can get into half-court stuff. I think we could hang in there against some teams that are like that, and I think our girls know that and they believe in that. We just got to fix a few things here and there, and then in the future just be able to handle the press better. But we love being in a game and being able to compete against a team like DCG, number one in the state. And yeah, I mean, that's only going to help us in the long run, and it was a challenging game for us, and we need some of that stuff so that we can know what to focus on and can get better and can play to that level of physicality.
Yeah, definitely. DCG does such a good job in their press of knowing where you're going to throw the ball. And it just, you know, it's like they can see the court and they can predict where you're going to throw it, because that's obviously the person they're going to throw it to because they're the one open.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we see every game that they start out in press in their 1-2-1-1, and that means they obviously know that people know they're going to press. They anticipate that, but they must rep it every single day because, you know, if that's something that they kind of hang to and rely on, then they're going to know their girls did a really nice job kind of jumping, passing lanes, and kind of knowing those sort of things. So, you know, having their length help too, you know, having 5'11 on ball, being able to trap some of those passes was kind of difficult for some of our smaller guards. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we're in position where we're supposed to be, make the right cuts, make the right reads. We had open lanes and open abilities. We just couldn't get the ball up the sideline sometimes to find the reversal girl on the opposite side. When we did a few times, we had some really nice looks and some layup opportunities as well. And so it's there. We're capable of doing it. We just got to make sure we execute against really tough competition.
And you know, Edison Sibu, I know she fought real hard under the basket a lot of times. So it wasn't intimidated at all by those players either.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Addie does a really nice job kind of rebounding the ball as well and finding some second chance opportunities in that way as well. I know I've said this in the past, but it's nice to have a post player on both sides of the ball, left hand, right hand. So a lot of teams aren't used to seeing both sides. So when we have someone that's able to attack left-handed and be confident in that, a lot of defenses want you to go to the left side of the lane. So it's nice to have her on that opposite side so that we're able to take advantage of some of those opportunities as well.
You mentioned that working against the press. Is it kind of hard, too, when you have a limited number of players to do that in practice, to
absolutely
work against it?
Yeah. No, when we talked about that in the locker room after the game, you know, we got to find ways to be able to replicate that in practice, whether it's bringing some people in. We talked about the boys maybe coming in and not the basketball boys, but some boys from school.
Yeah.
Kind of being a practice squad type of deal where we can practice against them. So that might be an opportunity. But, yeah, being able to replicate the type of physicality and aggressiveness that, you know, some of the teams in our conference are going to have. Norwalk and Pella are going to be the same way. Being able to replicate that in practice is going to be a huge thing for us. So us as coaches now have to kind of figure out how we're going to go about doing that.
Talk a little bit about how Cameron Klein's been doing. She's been playing quite a bit. Your thoughts on what she brings to the team?
I think Cameron Klein, if you watch her, there's not a ton of, like, over high and over low when things are going right or going wrong. She's very even keel and very steady, and she's a really good person to have on our team to lead in that way. And she's a fantastic on-ball defender as well. So being able to put her every game and kind of put her on the toughest opponent, the toughest player, and she does a really nice job of kind of taking away what they're best at and forcing them to almost have to play with their left hand sort of deal.
Yeah.
And finding other options, and she does a really nice job of taking those things away. And I think just, you know, that helps. And then, again, having girls on our team, Addie, Tori, Brooke, down in the post, that can be physical and battle down there. And then having Peyton, Soph, Cam, Emerson being able to guard up top and be physical with the guards and being able to communicate and switch off of things. It really helps us defensively be able to take that as our identity, and Cam does a really nice job leading that way.
One final question here. Knowing who you got coming up next week, what kind of things do you want to work on in practice?
Well, first, it's really nice to have a week of practice where we can prepare. So we're looking forward to that. But we talked in the locker room, too. Like, there's just some little things that we need to fix, and we have a whole week to fix it. And a lot of the points, like the 10-point deficit that you see, if you take away two or four of those points by fixing one thing, and 2 and 4 points fixing another thing, and then you make another basket or two. I mean, that's the entire game right there. Yeah. So it's encouraging for us as coaches to be able to see different things that we can take away from DCG and prepare for Pella. And know, like, if we just fix a few of those things, then some of those opportunities for us to be in a ball game are there. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're ready to battle with them, and it's a game that our girls are really excited for.
Probably ready for a little bit of a break, too, aren't they, as well?
Yeah, because, absolutely.
You know, they play a lot of minutes. We enjoy staff, too, so that helps as well.
For
also,
sure.
So.
Yep.
Well, thanks for joining us. Best of luck going forward, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Jake Bennett, the head coach of the Duke girls basketball team after they fell 49-25 here to number one DCG on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.